This is the Young Bud Life. What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. That's all they get. You have known these people for over a year, and all they get is hi or hello. And then now they get to hear and see you yawn. You're bored of this conversation? Silence. So today...
Right now?
What about right now?
You said today, so I'm saying right now.
Oh, I'm like, didn't know if you were going to add anything to my today thing.
No.
Today, Shannon went and met with the school.
Oh, yes, I did.
So, before we get into this, I want to let it be known. We support teachers 100%. Asterisk. The asterisk is for when the teacher's dumb. We can't solve that problem. You know, when our kids do something wrong, we want to support the teacher. When our kids do something like they should be doing, should not be doing, or whatever, we want to support the teacher. We want to make sure the teachers know that they're loved and that they're taken care of, and we are going to back them 100%.
Yeah.
But.
When you have a stupid teacher. Or I like to call her a dumbass.
Yes. All right, Sorry. Go for it. Tell us the story.
Really?
Yes, we got to hear the story.
It really frustrates me.
Let it frustrate you. This is what this is all about.
Okay. I already vented today. Well, look, you're making me vent about it again.
You can vent about it. Everyone needs to understand this.
Okay, right. So,
if you're a teacher, you got to up your game too. Just like
Jacob has a health teacher. And 2 weeks ago, I sent her an email and I said, hey, I noticed on my son's Skyward account, which is where grades are kept and everything, that there's a lot of tests put in there incorrectly. I'm looking at his tests now that he's given me, and they don't match up to the score that you have online on Skyward. I said, can we meet so we can go over these papers so I can get a better understanding? And she responds, sure, I'm free tomorrow between this time and this time. And I told her of what time I'd come in, and so I met with her. And I pulled out 12 tests and work assignments. They were all graded as A's and maybe like two B's. And I said, which one would you start out? She goes, well, read off one to me. So I let her know one of the subjects on the test. And she goes, well, I show a 13 out of 23. I said, well, that's funny because this says 38 out of 38. And the maximum point is 38. So I don't know where you're getting 23 from. She goes, oh, well, let me fix that. So she fixes it. And Jacob's grade, after it was all said and done, went from an F to an A. Okay, and these were 12 assignments and tests that she had all marked incorrectly, all wrong in the system, and everything else. And on the test that he got a B on, she was showing him and circling things. Well, you had it correct on your notes right here, but you have it wrong on your notes, but correct on your test. She's like, you don't need to fix that, but you do need to fix this. Because it's wrong here, but right here. And she goes, you can do that tomorrow when you come into class. Jacob's like, okay. Well, Jacob goes into class the next day and he sends me a text message. The teacher is making me redo the entire test because she can't find my test. And I said, well, she told us that she was putting it in a top basket. She did, but she couldn't find it. So anyway, it gets taken care of and Jacob does this thing and I tell him not to do the test and he doesn't. And so I meet with her today because
she sent an email yesterday saying,
yes,
your son sloughed school.
Yep.
He was not here. I walked around the halls for 10 minutes trying to find him.
And he was
not
here.
Well, so, first of all, that don't fly in our family. You will show up to school. Yeah. You will do your class. You'll do what you're supposed to do.
It was an email saying your kid, my hall pass is missing. I went to go look for him and I caught your son sloughing my class with the hall pass. So yesterday, I sent Jacob a message. I was like, why are you sloughing class? He's like, I'm not. I'm actually in class right now. I haven't left class at all. I've been here.
I just turned in this such and such paper to her.
Yeah, he goes, I just turned this in, and now I'm working on this. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, who's not in class? He's like, the kid who sits behind me who has a similar name and everything, but they don't look alike or anything, but similar name. and sits right behind Jacob. And so, anyway, I bring that to her attention. It's like, Jacob's in class. I don't know what you're saying. He's not there for, but he's in class. And she's like, well, he's not here. I marked him absent. So then I get an email today from her.
Saying he said something really inappropriate.
Yeah, and it was written down. Well, if anybody knows Jacob, you need a
magnifying glass
to read his handwriting.
And he writes very neat, yes. But it's just really small.
And if he does write big, it's still very recognizable as his handwriting, but he's never, ever, ever written big before. He cannot write in big letters. And so I walk in today and I text her. I said, I'm in the office waiting for Jacob to get out of the assembly. I'll be there in a minute. And she put, you're bringing Jacob? I said, yes. She goes, oh. So then I get to her class. And the first thing that she did, she had glasses on. She took her glasses off and goes, we need to talk. Why did you do this and this and this? I was like, whoa. I was like, hold on a minute. I said, we don't need attitude. We don't need to start off a discussion, you know, with this attitude. She goes, you're the one with the attitude with me. And I was like, I just
She's lucky
in the store.
I wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh. And so I said, well, yeah, let's start off discussion. I want to see the paper that Jacob wrote this on. So she pulls out her phone. I'm like, well, this isn't on paper.
Right.
And I guess the kids had a whiteboard yesterday in their groups writing down 4 questions. And I said, well, which one's Jacob? She goes, this one. I'm like, that's not even Jacob's handwriting. And she goes, well, I was told it was Jacob's handwriting.
By who?
And I was like, by who? And she tells me it's the same kid who sloughed class yesterday. So I'm here going, she's getting these kids mixed up.
She doesn't know who her two students are, first of all. She doesn't know their names, doesn't know who they are, can't keep them in order. And if this is happening to our child,
who else is it happening to?
It's happening to other.
Right.
And I get teachers, especially in high school, you have several hundred students that you deal with.
Right.
But so
I'm like, this is not Jacob's handwriting. She goes, well, I was told that Jacob wrote this. I was like, so you called me.
She wasted your time.
And had this discussion because you're taking the word of another student who is accusing Jacob of writing this, and it's not Jacob's handwriting in any possible way. Yes. I'm like, we're done. We're done. I said, but before we leave, I want to know all of a sudden why Jacob, all of a sudden for last quarter, has a no grade.
Right.
And she's like, well, he wasn't in class. I'm like, you're going back to last quarter now? I was like thinking what crawled up her butt. And
she says, well, I marked it last. This was marked last quarter.
Yeah. And so anyway, I said, I'm going down to the principal's office and we're contacting the school board. She goes, well, you do that. So I don't think she thought I was really going to the principal's office. I spent 20 minutes in the principal's office. The principal.
He saw when she changed it,
which was right before we walked into class, pretty much like 30 minutes before we got there. He saw that it was changed today for a no grade for last quarter, which would technically mean Jake would have to redo a quarter of health class
right. And
everything. I was like, this is not happening. He already had a grade last semester, and now this is, you know, not right. And so he goes, well, I'll fix that.
Well, and here's the thing. If our kid does not do something, we hold them responsible.
Exactly.
And if they do something and that they shouldn't have done, we hold our kid responsible.
Yeah.
I mean, and so this, you know, this is a two-part. One, parents, you got to do better. Bottom line, this is what it comes down to. Parents, you have to do better.
Our kids' grades
it
daily.
It drives your children nuts. It does. It drives
but if
your
I didn't?
Once they get into college, it's on their own.
Oh, it's
own.
On them. I don't care.
But when they're living in our house and they're going to high school and middle school and elementary school, we are responsible for those kids.
Yeah.
So we check it daily. We look at it daily. Shannon holds them to the T. Our children hate it. Our daughter, it literally is the bane of her existence.
Yeah.
She goes, can you please tell mom to stop? And I'm to the point like, no.
No.
I held off like with Paris. I held off for a little bit and said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this anyway. But bottom line is, we need parents to do better. We need teachers to do better. Teachers, if you're out there, I get it. It's hard. You have lots of students, but you got to do better.
Anyway, Jacob's grade went from an F to an A. His attendance went from having attendance to great attendance.
Jacob went from great attendance to
go bad attendance to great attendance, or great attendance to bad attendance to great attendance.
Yeah, over something so small because the teacher's frustrated.
Well, I mean, the teachers got to do their job. They have to hold. We have to hold teachers to a higher standard, just like they hold the parents to the standard. But I get there's a lot of crappy parents out there. And but when you have a parent that's going to back you, you do your best to try to do what needs to be done. And that means you got to do your job. Yep. And don't get an attitude with us. If you get an attitude with us,
well, I will throw it right back at you.
This teacher here, I'm going to say it, she probably does not deserve to be teaching.
No.
She's been teaching for so long now, it's time to retire. And I get it. That is your job. That is how you make your money. But if you cannot do your job, you don't need to have that job. You're making kids' lives miserable, and you're making parents' lives miserable.
Yep.
And you're not teaching correctly.
Yep.
And the whole teaching schooling idea, that's another subject for another day, is totally messed up anyway. So, anyway, there you go. I had to get in and pick off a little bit.
Yep. Anyway.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, guys.